Friday Day Torah Majdah Chaf Beis Nissan Tov Shnayim Vav Rabbi Eddie Cohen.
Morning, apologies, misunderstanding. I thought I was given a different time.
When? It's been early.
Recently, my wife was in town, and she needed some help. So there was a Gersha lady nearby who very kindly gave her the help, the hand she needed. It involved a bit of a cost. It wasn't posh at a, you know, little favor. It involved the cost as well. And after my wife had, you know, thanked her very much, she said to her, "Can I pay you, please?" "Oh, no, don't pay me. Just please pray for my granddaughter." Okay, we assumed the granddaughter wasn't well, this little girlish girl. My wife came home and, reported this to me, said this over to me, and said, "Wow, what a Kiddush Hashem." Obviously, this goiter recognized that my wife was, Baruch Hashem, was a Yiddish Shafroi, and she understood the power of a Jewish prayer. And so she asked her to daven. Very nice. Then I thought to myself, okay, so we're going to daven for this goyish girl. We haven't got a name. You know, how do we daven for this child? So I did a bit of research, and first of all, discovered that a name isn't Ma'akev. Not Ma'akev. Yes, of course, ideally, mother's name, father's name, there are different situations, different scenarios. A name isn't Ma'akev. And we could turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, "Ribbono Shel Olam, please help send a refuah to this little girl, the granddaughter of this lady, help my wife in town, whatever it may be." And, Zeho and Yotze Gevein. This would have been the tefillah. I'm not comparing situations, but I came across a humorous anecdote, humorous story. There was a Rav in Ramat Gan who had to go visit Rav Shach, say Tzadik Livracha. So he got a cab, got a car, and made his way to Bnei Barak. And as things are in Eretz Yisrael, you got to talk to the Nahag. And he told the Nahag where he was going. "Oh, you know, Rav Gadol, when I turn barakot to give barakot, sure. Hempalot, you know, they're effective, sure." Okay, so he was interested. He showed interest. They arrived there, the home of Rav Shach, and the Rav gets out. And as the Rav gets out, the Nahag opens his glove compartment, takes out a small, neatly folded white kippah, and puts it on his head, and follows the Rav into the apartment. And the Rav looks at him, and he says, "Ken, ani tzarich, ani mavakesh rufua l'chole. I want to ask the Rav Gadol for a bracha, for a chole." "Fine, no problem." So they go inside together, and the Rav beckons to the Nahag, "You know, you go first." And he enters, accompanies him, waits in the room, just in case the Nahag will have to, you know, need some direction, some help with language, whatever it may be, to Rav Shach. And the Rav stood there and he watched how this Nahag, this Chileni, overcome by emotion, close to tears, begins, he kisses the Rav's hand, Rav Shach's hand, and he begins to say to him, "Yashli chola babayit, and anit we need a refuah shleima. Who is the chola?" "My dog." The Rav is almost exploded. What, he brought this fellow here to for? Oy vay. Rav Shach, the tzaddik b'kalos yivracha, the grace of our midas, zaki mali rachamim, takes the siddur in his hand, and he turns to the pages and he says, "Yeshlanu, we have a special tefillah for a chayle mishaberach." And it turns to the page, "Tagid Adon, what's the name?" So the father says, "Lassie." "Oh, Lassie." That he says, Bashem Ima. Oh, I don't know, Leodea. Ah. Tislachli, he says to the fellow, I'm sorry, closing the city, he says, I'm very sorry, and I can't make him a Shabbat, what they thought. Now, Behemoth, the truth is, Behemoth, one can be mispalel, I'm on a shut with mispalel, and so Chayv Kodesh to be mispalel, for every little, smallest, anything and everything that occurs on a Yid's life, we can turn, must turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if Yid, for some reason, a Yid needs his dog, and the dog is suffering, he can and should turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rebbeinu Shteylon, help me cure my dog. Rakan Galinsky told over the story. He said Rav Shach was trying to send a message to this Dahag. You know, there's a certain protocol. You don't go to a Rav. You know, you want to daven, you daven. You don't go to a Rav to make a trask about davening for the refuah for a dog. Richard Zilberstein talks about the musig of a goy when it comes to tefillah. And he tells a story as well, tells a story how in communist days, when Fashetzach, he was against the law, to daven, certain to come together, beknufye, bekol, to daven, there were a group of bachrim who insisted on davening, and they would gather early morning on the banks of the Volga, a place far from, you know, far from the madding crowd, nobody was around, and get together and daven. And one morning, there was some local army fellow who also happened to wake up early, want to go for a walk. And he comes across them, he comes upon them there, this group of Bochrim davening. What's going on? What are you doing? You know, so who's in charge here? One of the Bochrim presents himself as the fellow in charge. You know, it's against the law to pray. What's going on? And he takes a gun out. Mamash is about to shoot him. And the Bochrim says to him, Baruch Hashem, we sat at Ishmael. He thought he was going to try and humor this fellow. He said, wait a moment, you know what we're davening for? You know what we're davening for? You go, and if you want to drink a vodka, you have to go to the pub, to the bar, and you pay for each and every glass you drink. We are davening that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should turn the whole river Volga into vodka. Oh, said the fellow, really? That's what we're davening for? Right, I'm going to stand guard here and watch you davening so nobody disturbs you. It's the Geish Shemusig from Tefillah. As we said, though, when one davens, no name is Be'emes, is required, a name isn't Ba'akev. What would be though, would it make any difference to add the name Mary Bus Jane, right? Would it make any difference? So Kenekas Medik, very interesting. The Baal Teret Mima wrote a sefer called Makor Baruch, which is a history of the times he lived in before. Medik, full of interesting anecdotes, etc. It's Yodua, we know that at the time of the rise of Napoleon, there were certain Gedalim who wanted Napoleon to fall. They wanted the downfall of Napoleon, because Napoleon was working for equal rights for Yidden, which would mean, therefore, that the Golus would fall away, and it'd be, you know, assimilation, all that came with it. So the Baal HaTanya was one of these Gedalim who davened for the downfall of Napoleon. And the Makor Baruch writes there that the Baal HaTanya inquired about Napoleon's mother's name in order to be able to daven properly for him. Now, Napoleon, Ben, whatever. So we do see a musig of even, for, you know, using a Goyish name also would enhance the tefillah if one wishes so. So a name isn't required. And it shouldn't have been a problem in davening for this goy. Then another shaila presented itself. I came across a shaila in Yochav Adas from Ravadi Yosef, Zich Tzadik Livrocha. There was a Ger Tzedek who sent in a shaila to the Rav. His father was seriously ill. And he wanted to know, can he daven for a refuah shleima for his father? Rav Avadia, I had a similar shaila once. A girl in Sen once approached me and said she has a teacher. Had a teacher in school who she remembered her fondly, and she heard now the teacher wasn't well. Can she daven for this girl, your teacher? So Rav Adya begins by quoting Shulchan Aruch here there. Forbidden to save them. Right? If they're approaching death, forbidden to save them. Or to heal them. Unless it's a case of Eva, a case where it could cause enmity and anti-Semitism somehow, then okay, there's a heter. Otherwise, there seems to be no heter. After all, we have a halach as well, if you see a guy, we shouldn't mean such a situation, right? But a guy who needs help, his life is at risk, right? One doesn't save him if he is an Ovid Avodah Zorah. Yeah, of course. That's halacha Hilchas Avodah Zorah. I said, if he is an Ovid Avodah Zorah. He quotes the Baal Knesset Sagdela, who is wondering about Rambam. Rambam was the doctor, the physician in Egypt, and he was healing going the whole time. So how could there be? So he writes, because there were Yishmaelim. And Yishmaelim are not Ibn Avodah Zarah. And there was no problem in healing for Rambam to heal the Goyim in Egypt. But what about Taka if he's a Christian? What's the din going to be there? If the father of this fellow was a Christian. So here we come to the Shaila of Shituf. The Shaila of Shituf. The big machlik is apeskim. If the Christians, Catholics, certainly believe in the Trinity and they serve another being together with, so to speak, the Rebbeinu Shalalam. And that Shituf, they make two partners to Shutfim. And that's a big machlekes, a poskim, is it called Avodah Zarah or not? Most poskim say it's not called Avodah Zarah. And a Ben Nayach is not Muzar al Zeh. Not forbidden to serve B'Shituf. And therefore, again, it wouldn't be classed as Avodah Zarah. So there shouldn't be a problem in healing, healing Goy or davening for a Goy. Rabbi Yosef writes, with regard to his shayla in the Maskana, he writes as follows. Ve'eg shiyeh. In other words, even according to the opinions that it would be wrong that the goyim are shituf is forbidden for them. Eg shiyeh yeshleimar shedavka l'rafuas hanoitzrim. Actually healing a goy, a Christian, where you're actually getting down and giving him medicine, then ein lahatir unless it's evil. Ma'ashenkin is palilov to daven for him before Hakadosh Baruch Hu, right? It's not a problem. He says, "Emein hanochria zeroy l'refuah shleima." If the guy isn't deserving of refuah shleima, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem atay ben yas, Hakadosh Baruch Hu won't do so. Leave it up to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So it's indirect. You can daven and leave Hakadosh Baruch Hu to decide whether or not. But certainly muta to daven in that situation, as they strike there. Pardon? He writes, "So no, even to get paid." Didn't get paid, yeah, even for Scar. And not the book, you haven't gone into the whole. Yeah.
You said
is that. Pardon?
You said if they're
close
to death,
they
injured themselves.
Injured, yeah, okay. It could be. Yeah, in your case, Taka, yeah, Nachanama. Yeah, we're talking about Lirapesa. It would seem not Ulamus. So it would seem. Again, I'm not. I haven't in my eye in the whole Shaila. So it would seem, you're right. So it would seem. Pardon?
Encroaching on?
Oh, Lissachan, it's also mentioned. Also mentioned, yeah. Yeah. I saw en passant, I saw mentioned Lissachanim as well, correct. So in Agav, is there any Avodah Zarah, real Avodah Zarah today? As we said over here, Stamagoy, right? Stamagoy, even if serves another being in addition to it's Shituf, and most poskim hold it's okay, and Yishmaelim don't serve Avodah Zarah, Zichah not, it's any real Avodah Zarah. So I came across Meidik, Shem Levenstein has a serious story, Mamosu Ka'ir, on Yom Tevim, on the Megillus. So in his Sefer on Megillus Esther, he writes as follows. Won't tell the whole story, it's a lot of detail. He's got a sister who is involved in Kiruv Rochekim, particularly Mekariv, and works with Geri. And she told him this amazing story. We're talking about a story happened in the last 15 years or so. There was a village miles away from anywhere in the Philippines. Village, simple people, people who didn't know too much about the outside world. They tilled the land and fed off the produce which they grew. And there was this family of two parents and eight children, and they had Avodah Zarah in their home. What says Avodah Zarah? They had in every single room little pasalim, little idols. In every room, in the main room of the house, had one big daddy idol. And it was a daily routine that the mother would get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. She'd prepare a big bowl of rice or porridge, and she would take it, present it to this big daddy idol, bow down, and then go through the names of all the family, all the children, and ask for a good day for each of them, success and blessing for each of them. She would kneel again politely and back away. The porridge sat there all day in front of the big daddy idol. At night, midnight, she would come along, pick up this bowl of porridge, take it to the bin, empty it out. And next morning, 4 o'clock, the same thing would recur. And ongoing, this was the ritual, a daily ritual in this home. All the family, everybody in town, all this family, everybody sort of respected it and believed in it and idolized the idols, except for 8-year-old little girl called Mari. She had fiery, sparkling dark eyes, and she was full of questions, this little girl, full of questions. And she began to ask questions. Mommy, why are you doing this? You know, look at the waste. And she's got a glaring look and, you know, just be quiet, don't ask questions. You know, not allowed to ask. And she was getting very frustrated. And one day the mother took her to her father. All right, ask daddy the question. She got her zets across and upon him across the face, and she knew, better back off. One day, she was so frustrated, she comes to mother, I don't understand. Look, this idol's made of wood. We use this to burn our fire, to create heat, right? You know, he can't even look after himself. How can you look after us? Mom, it's a question for Roma Vino asked of Terak Aviv. And she got a patch. And they asked those questions again. You know, the mother went out in the house and I've got a crazy daughter here. I need help. Call a doctor. Whatever it was, Mamash. And this girl was shunned by all. One day, the family went out to a wedding. And this little Mari, 8-year-old, feigned sickness and she stayed at home. As soon as the family had cleared the vicinity, she got out of bed and Mama took an axe in her hand. And she chopped down this idol and all the idols to smithereens. And with a good feeling inside her, she's done something right, she went back to bed. Parents came home, finally came home. You can imagine the geschrein, the getummel, and they took her and shoved her out of the house. We don't want to see her ever again, just go. Little Mari had one friend, another girl friend, who she had sort of often shared her feelings with. And his friend told her that she heard that somewhere far, far away in Manila, in the capital, there is a group of people who do serve a higher being. She doesn't know much about it. And Mari was so filled with this desire and determination, she has to go and find these people. And she had no money, nothing except the clothes she had on her back. She made her way, trekked across till she came to Manila. And she came to this local Jewish center. Doesn't say Chabad in the story, maybe it was, I don't know. And she knocked on the door and she said to the Rav, please, I want to learn. The Rav didn't know what to do. She said, look, take me in and I'll do any job for you, I'll work for you, but please take me in, I want to learn about this. She took her in. She was there for 9 months, eventually, and she lapped it all up. Mum, she took it all in. Eventually she said to the Rav, I want to become a Gyuris. The Rav said, look, I can't do that. For that, you have to go to Eretz Yisrael. Eventually, she came to Eretz Yisrael. The long story, went through many difficulties, and today she's a Gyuris, a Gerut Tzedekes, however you pronounce it, Lashon HaKodesh, and she has a family. Mamash, Avodah Zarah nowadays, there is a Zazach, and Kadosh Baruch Hu sent this neshama, right, all the way there, in order to come back and find the truth. Okay, so we've spoken briefly about where we, a Yid, davens for a Goy. Or the other way around. Can I ask a Goy to daven for me? What would be in that situation? Now, I didn't come across anything on this really, but I did come across the following Shaila. Shaila sent to a Rav in Eretz Yisrael. The writer is perturbed, is concerned. They've had a lady helper in the house, and she is Islamic. And every now and again, whatever, she will bend down, sort of put her hands on the head of her children, and give them a blessing. And she's very concerned. You know, what should I do? Ignore it? Be concerned? Or perhaps answer amen? Answer amen to the bracha. There's a medrash in Medrash Rabbah in Toldos. On the pasuk, not Medrash Rabbah, Medrash Tanchuma. Baruch tiye mekal ha'amim. Amar Rebbe Tanchuma. Im beirachacha akum, if a guy gives you a bracha, anei acharav amen. Yeah, on sami. The Maimon Chazal, alti birchas hedet kala be'enacho. Yeah, anybody, birchas hedet. One of the makaris is from Daryovish, not Daryovish 1, not Daryovish 2, who was Ben Esther. Daryovish 1, who was a guy, right, who gave a bracha to Daniel. And we learn from there, Alti Birka said it, Kalabanacha, to respect every person's bracha. So we see there is something in the bracha of a goy.
But Rabbish 1 wasn't the son of Esther?
Pardon? Rabbish 2.
Rabbish 1 wasn't the son of Esther.
No. So I came across a Meridic Shaila, and Moshe Feinstein, which is worth reading, Foshiti. What's the Shaila? It's not a Shaila presented to him, it's his own Shaila. What time, sorry? 20 past. I know it came down. Sorry. Hinibasi Levair, Ha'inyan. I've come to explain the Inyan. Mashezeh Harbeshonim. For so many years, Blaim Inchalai, people come to me, Levakish, to ask me to daven for them, Takarish Boruchu, for any trouble they have. Give them brokers, Brias Haguf, Bonim, Bonis, Panos, Astoka Batera. And I do this, and I give them a bracha. Afshi Oduali, I know Moch Erki, I know how small I am. The Katnusi, the terror of my Sintavim. Shavadai Tmiel, the Insham Akirmes, all other people must wonder, who is this, you know, Reb, this Moshe Feinstein, who are giving brachas out and benching people? So people are asking, how can I do such a thing? To give out brachas in Vasanusa. So he talks about there how every single person can give a bracha. Nobody knows, right, what zuchus they might have in Shamayim. What so-and-so, right, might have in Shemaim, that when he asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a bakasha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will look at him favorably and grant him his bracha. I'm not worse than anybody else, he says. And he says, Leiton, he says, even if I try and tell them, you know, you think I'm a chacham, I'm not really a chacham, they won't escape from me, forget. They'll say, oh, I'm an olav as well. Yeah, Ramesh writes all this down, gevaldik. Yeah. He says, I'm not the chacham. Rav Chama says in Chazal, I'm that chacham. I can compare to that chacham who Chazal in the Tanoim, right, called chachamim. So far from it. But he says in the end, the same word again, that anybody may have a sechus, one never knows, and therefore there's good reason for me to be able to give brachas to. And there in his raid, he says the following thing. He says, Sarei me, one fine day, sitting in the oil, and three dusty goyisha Arabs come along. And one of them says to her, you know, dear lady, you're going to have a child next year, yeah, 90 years of age. And Batisak Sora Bakirba. And she, bit sort of uncertain inside her. And Kesh Baruch Hu says, what? Lama zet tzachaka Sora? Why is Sora laughing? Hayipolem Hashem Dovar? What's going on? Yeah, Sora has heard, not from a Navi of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, heard from an Arab, a dusty Arab, walked in from the street, and she has to respect his words as if they are Nebuah. Says Rav Moshe, name. That's not the taina. The taina was not that Sarah should have believed the Arab and accepted these are divrei kodshei or words of a nevuah. But Sarah should realize that you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is HaKel Yochel. And you never know which person will have a zechus, and there could be a reason why this Arab, there is a reason perhaps why HaKadosh Baruch Hu will answer and be mekayim his words. Very likely, very possible, he says, because the goyim shouldn't say, Bibulti Yecheles Hashem. He shouldn't say, look, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I told them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't able to do so, you see. That's enough of a reason why Sari Meinu should not have doubted. You know, I don't have laughed. Anybody and everybody can give a bracha, and one never knows where the Yeshua is going to come from, and therefore zikha, it would be correct to answer amen on such a bracha. That's good. Now, as I would say, Pastor, as long as you know that an Ovid, not Ovid Avodah Zarah, otherwise, if I bought a Chelas Hashem, and a Kirek Chelas, I'm not Kiddush Hashem, but ask a question. How do you know?
Because
the dust of the feet. The dust of the feet. There was a chashash of Edazorah. I don't know.
Similar
edition. Sorry. In Hilchas Brachas, we find in the Rechaim Reish Tesvov, the Ramah writes that Oin Amin Acher Akum, right? That you can answer Amin after Nakum. It's Machlek Sapesk Mazay Paskin the Ramah. Rakafachaim writes and he says, Im Shemea Habrocha Ketikun Mepi Yishmael, from an Arab, Afal Pisham Ravaloshin Aravi, Oin and Acher of Amin, Shekavanosai, Lashem Isborach, Leila Vidazora Kalal. So we do see generally in Brachas, Baruchat Hashem Elokeinu Baruch Priates, right? We do see an Afkamina whether the Mavorich is an Akum or Yishmael.
I saw it brought down in the Remor, a sense of version.
Good question.
A Remor could
have written Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Both Avodah Zarah in his day. Both the more Avodah Zarah in his day than there is today.
Akum means Avodah Mazur. It means Avodah Zarah.
So you say it could have said.
It could have. Remor could have written Nochri or Goy.
And therefore, including.
It changed it.
Yeah.
There's no right.
Interesting. Interesting that Maril Diskin is quoted to have said that if one passes by a Yishmaeli, a Muslim, down on the ground praying, one should not pass in front of him. The same halachas, the havdil, that govern our Shemana Esra. Because he means Palat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to some degree the Shekhinah must be present. Big Chiddush, quoted from Maril Diske. Yeah. Okay. One more point. We're talking about a goy giving a bracha. Right? A goy giving a bracha. A bracha is not a b'chin of tefillah. Since when do we find anywhere that a goy is koyach tefillah? Surely, HaKel Kol Yaakov. Surely, tefillah is our kerch posuk in Vayis Hanan. Kimigay gadol Hashem Elokim kareiv meilav. Kashem aleikeinu b'chol kareinu elav. It's our kerch. Tosom nasaveisam rashim b'shalach. When Bilam comes to curse Am Yisrael, the Malach comes together to face him with a sword. Char b'shlufa b'yodoi. You come with kerch hapeh, which isn't yours. I'll come with kerch hacherah, which is yours. I said once in the past in the Chidah, shlufa. It's spelled with a vav on one occasion. If you cut the word up, you have shaloi peh, right? The sword was a message that shaloi peh, the peh is his, not yours. So, you know, Kai Yisrael, this is our kerach. It's our segula. Since when do we find that goyim have a kerach at tefillah? In fact, there's a medrash rabbi in Devarim. Yes, there's a medrash rabbi in Devarim. When goyim come, lispalu lefanecha, al tana oisam. Don't answer them. Why? They're not coming to leave Sholem. They've gone to Avodah Zarah 1, Avodah Zarah 2, Avodah Zarah 3, Avodah Zarah 4. Haven't had an answer. Okay, we'll try Hashem as well. Right, so they're not coming with, you know, don't answer them. On the other hand, as quoted here, right, we find Shem HaMelech's beautiful tefillah on the completion of the Beis HaMikdash, Shem HaMelech davenes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eden will come to daven for this, answer them to the Beis HaMikdash, daven for this, answer them, a whole list of different situations, and then he says, V'gam al anachri, Asholei ma'amcho Yisraelu, Uvo meris mecheik alaman shemecho, listen to the ghost tefillah and accept the ghost tefillah. So the Mepharshim asked, father and son, daughter Melech, son HaMelech, there's a stereo here, right? Are they arguing? What's the point? What's the nekuda? Many answers are given, but one answer which encompasses many, right? One you say. The difference is, does the goy come with a emunah shleima? That's the vote. By David HaMelech, David HaMelech is saying, this goy will come, yeah, he's tried here and tried there, so he's not coming now, believe Shalom be emunah shleima, I'll try this one too. So HaMelech says a loshen, Uvo meris rechika leman shemecho. They've heard about your great name from the distance. They're stepping all the way to the Beis HaMikdash. Right, they're coming to Mesiras Nefesh with an Amunah Shalema, Kris Baruch Hu, then accept that tefillah. I saw the Mesha Chochma. You know, the guy comes all the way from who knows where, from Turkey or beyond, right, comes to the Beis HaMikdash, to Davin. Is he allowed in? Not allowed in. There's a chil, right? There's a wall, little wall, a seireg, which is outside the actual binyan. He's not allowed in anywhere near the building. But he comes all the way, he's not allowed in, and he's still Davin. That shows his sincerity. Meshech Chochma says in the Pasuk, there's two Peshat in the Pasuk in this Habrocha, Amim Har Yikro. One Peshat is, Amim, the Goy in the nation will also come, Har Yikro, and call to you from the Har. So Meshech Chochma says, from the Har, not the building, they aren't allowed in. So I'll have to stay on the mountainside and pray to you, and they still come, what sincerity? That would be the Nafkamina. Are they coming by Munash Lema or are they not coming by Munash Lema? If they come by Munash Lema, so a goy, right, who you know is a Mamin Bashem, and to some degree, and he comes with sincerity and gives you a bracha, makes a bracha, then Vashtetzach, there's certainly a rhyme and reason to answer him and to respect his bracha. In the end, that's why they make no mistake about it. The tefillah of a Yid, right, is far, 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 far greater and higher and different from any tefillah of a goy. The rachamim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Am Yisrael, the Ava HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Am Yisrael, the Madregas, the Kirbas Hashem, a Yid can achieve through tefillah. Of course, the goy's tefillah doesn't touch anywhere near that. Yes, the goy has, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the goy a certain element of tefillah, but not to think that our tefillah is anyway compared to that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us Mekemistin and situation of Davanan Tech Simcha and Rebbe Nachas. Yes.
I was thinking Trump can make a Kiddush Hashem. If Trump says, I'm proud that my daughter is a Jew, is that a Kiddush Hashem? How would you say?
If it means sincerely, leave it not to me.
No, but I said, but Begin went to Sadat and he said, Ezra Hashem.